Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
For those of you who may disagree with me on the left needing to live their lives, their lies rather, I want to remind you of one of the biggest money grabs that's happened. I'm going to remind you of a couple of them, but I want to begin with this one because this is one I've talked about for the better part of 2 years. And I had people that were naysayers talking to me about it. And I said, I don't need to go beyond common sense to answer the questions of government. See, it would be the thing that gets me about government and what we're talking about here is I don't have to be you don't have to be brilliant. You don't. This is a difficult subject to talk about when you're talking about yourself, because I am very bright. I do have the intellect to figure things out, and I have the background, the logical background. And I do use it from time to time. But I'm telling you, you don't need much here. Not much at all. You can spot these things immediately. I'll give you an example. Hunter Biden is not a Renaissance man. Hunter Biden is a crackhead who has been coddled under the guise of white privilege that they're accusing you of having. Many of you who listen to this program, you're white folks. I know you are. Don't try to hide out. You're white folks, and you're considered to have white privilege. Hunter's not. All of his gains came from intellect and him doing the right things. Now, see, I don't have to look very far. I look at it and go, oh, no, that's somebody's taking care of that crackhead. Somebody's making sure that he gets everything he needs, and they're using it. Here's what's most interesting about Hunter's situation. They're using his malady. They're using his vices as virtues, so he can go do what he needs to do for the big guy. And the media doesn't want to expose the big guy. Let me ask you, is there anybody out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, which is what you're listening to, and I happen to be Kevin Jackson, the namesake of the network. Is there anybody out there who believes that Joe Biden isn't the big guy? Do you? I really want to know. Contact us, 844-551-8255. Do you believe that Hunter Biden is ran legitimate businesses, and his father and mother and stepmother took nothing? It was all magnanimous. It was all, you know, just, Hunter, we want the best for our son. Do you believe that that's what's happened here? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't. I know with 100% certainty that Hunter Biden ran the family's business, and he gave his percentage to the big guy, who is Joe Biden. I'd say this whether it was the Bush family, I'd say it if it was the Trump family or the Reagan family. It wouldn't matter to me. I look at this situation and I go, that's what happened. And I don't need investigative reporters. I don't need CNN to tell me. We'll talk about CNN in a bit, too. So I want to go back to what I've been saying. For the better part of 2 years, I told people, you're being cheated. There's a ruse around Wu Flu. For the better part of a decade, I've told people climate change is nothing more than a blatant money grab and a lie. There's nothing to it. Nothing. There's nothing man can do to destroy this earth. Let me tell you, and here's what I will bet you money about. The more man destroys the earth, the more the earth will destroy man. If man wants to dink around and think he can migrate, you know, move the sun here or the waters or whatever, manufacture weather, etc., let me tell you what the earth is going to do. It is going to spit man out like a, you know, something stuck between its teeth. So when these leftists tell you, we're going to save the planet, they're really being self-serving by saying we want to save ourselves. And quite frankly, they don't even care about that. They understand there are people above the AOCs. She's a useless, worthless pawn. There are people above her that understand that if they can get her fired up, she will become the money maker, the mouthpiece. It's the think of the Negro Project with everything, with women, Latinos, climate knuckleheads, etc. That's all it is, the Negro Project. Get a few loud mouths that you back to do your bidding for you. And you know who leads the way? These white elitists that Roland Martin talked about. I'm going to play a piece of that clip again.
And I'm just going to go ahead and put it out here because someone has to say it. The fundamental problem with the Democratic Party is that white strategists are controlling the money,
mm-hmm.
are controlling the strategy.
Yeah.
So that's Roland Martin admitting. Black people are in the game. They're part of the game, but they don't control the strategy. No matter how, you know, they can rise up and be mad or whatever, it's just manipulation. White folks say, hey, time for you Negroes to get out there and go get upset. Hell, the boss. And they run out and go get upset. And the elite sit back and count their money and going, look at that. Boy, oh boy, I tell you what. That's exactly what they've done. Black folks, they spent $22 trillion trying to supposedly get things fixed, not getting fixed. It's a ruse. The same way, I'll go back to what I originally started talking about. COVID. Here's what a friend of mine, an acquaintance, I shouldn't say a friend, a guy that's in an email thread with me, his name is Bernie, says the CDC, the WHO, the FDA, he could add the NIH and others, he says, and that whole crew are criminals. For financial reasons, they blocked the use of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin as early treatment in non-hospitalized, non-immunocompromised patients with, excuse me, with the COVID virus. They have caused millions of deaths. Then they pushed a non-effective, untested mRNA product using a phony emergency with doctor death data to lock down the whole country except big businesses like Costco and their other friends while destroying other small businesses. These bureaucrats are corrupt and incompetent. See, it's one thing if you could point to one. And by the way, either one of them should get you fired. In the real world, if you're corrupt, you get fired. If you're incompetent, you get fired. Politicians, these bureaucrats, are both, and they keep their jobs year after year. He finishes with this. If we don't get the rhinos and liberals, I'm going to say leftists, out of office, there will be no accountability for their crimes. And they are crimes. One guy argues, I don't think they're being criminal. They are being criminal. Anyway, we got lots more to talk about.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's get into five of Biden's biggest blunders over the course of his administration. 16 cents can get you a lot. A July 4th barbecue, 1/16th of a rubber chicken purse, a crack pipe. Ugh, never mind. Inflation's up 9.1%. Quick, let's redefine recession and hope that no one notices. Hunter will bring the coat. What happens when you cross an open border policy with defunded police? You get the worst border crisis in the history of the United States. In fiscal 2021, we encountered 1.7 million aliens at the southern border. You know what that fills? The Michigan Stadium, over 15 times. They could use the fans, honestly. Keystone Pipeline, canceled. More drilling permits? Not on federal land. Skin cancer? Oil industry. The list goes on and on. With energy dependence looming over our heads, the Biden administration has made staggering setbacks to make the United States more dependent on foreign countries than ever before. COVID. I don't need to say anything. Just roll the clip.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID.
So that was a f***ing lie.
Okay. Cut the music. This last one's serious. Afghanistan. 13 brave service members lost their lives due to the chaos created by the commander-in-chief's decision to withdraw with no proper plan in place. The Taliban then seized control of Kabul and the equipment left behind from the military. This is a stain in our history that he is completely responsible for. There is no excuse.
Welcome back, everybody. Five biggest Biden blunders. I don't know when this was made, but it's old. Biden's blunders continue to mount. We've talked about Biden seeing ghosts. Remember, this is the guy who shakes hands with the air, who believes that dead people should still be attending his meetings, who believes that the cripple should be standing. Stand up there. Oh, geez. Yeah, and so you wonder why, when I gave you the stats on the youth vote, all these other votes, nobody wants Biden. Never have and never will. And this ruse that he's so popular, I mean, in whatever level of popularity, is ridiculous. And anybody that is still looking at Biden as a viable candidate or a viable president, you're grasping at straws. The reality meter is so far off that you should really be questioning yourself. I'm not even saying this, for any effect or any impact. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. If I were to tell, it's kind of like the person that, and I have a friend, she's actually a friend of an ex, and this girl was not attractive. But to hear her describe herself, she was amazing. And she set up blind dates or whatever, and they never worked out. And she would go, I just don't understand. I mean, I'm there. I'm the blah, blah, blah. And one day I just got tired of it. I said, you do realize that you're overselling yourself, right? What do you mean? And I go, that's as delicately as I can put it. You're overselling yourself. You're overpromising and underdelivering. And she was offended. And I go, I'm just telling you, if you wonder why you're not finding the right guy, you set your sights too high. And here's what was so bad about it. Not only was she unattractive, she wasn't nice. She was aloof, standoffish. I mean, it was going to take a special nerd to be with her. I'm going to move on because I'm going to run out of time. So Joe Biden, they say, has spent 40% of his days in office on vacation. He was away from the office for two-thirds of August. They say Biden's weekend jaunts and vacations spanned 234 days, with 7 in 10 of them spent at his homes in Wilmington, Delaware, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, out of the 589 days in office. So they were talking about, how can you spend that much time away when you have so many critical things that you're dealing with? And they $437 billion environmental and health care bill that was nothing more than a boondoggle for green energy. $1.9 trillion in stimulus that was spent. And this guy's on vacation. It's like he thinks the money's going to do the work for him. They said there are some fairly typical defenses offered whenever the media bothers to notice that a president is taking a lot of time off. The most common is the argument that the White House travels with the president, so he's always technically on call. He's able to sign bills, take calls while he's away from D.C. so he can do whatever needs to be done. But that's really the bare minimum you should be able to expect from a president, right? Unless he's traveling on official state business, the job is in Washington. That's where his cabinet is, along with all the D.C. action that he's supposedly steering. On top of that, Biden was quick to ensure that the visitors' logs at the Delaware property were exempted from the Presidential Records Act, so the public really has no idea who he's talking to or how much time is spent working. Though all of the footage of him riding or falling off bicycles suggests he's not doing much work out on the bike path. Now, I know what you're thinking, because I was thinking the same thing. It's a good thing when Biden's away from the job. No question. What would these 234 days have been like if we'd had to deal with this clown the entire time? But see, the problem is Biden isn't the guy doing this. People pulling his strings are. So I say you use it as a campaign commercial. Joe Biden, always not on the job. Or, we, you know, I don't know how to spin it. I'm not in that creative mind right now. But the idea that out of 589 days in office at the time of that article, 234 of those days were spent away from D.C. is pretty telling. And it wasn't spent doing the nation's business. In fact, I would be questioning what really were they doing. Was he Walter Reed? Was he getting medical treatment? Were they treating his dementia? Was he in Switzerland at some mind conference where they were trying to figure out how to improve his brain? Just for the record, you're wasting your time. The nation has struggled with a border crisis of his creation, an energy crisis of his creation, a supply chain crisis of his creation, skyrocketing inflation on food and everything else of his creation, hot wars in multiple regions of the world that he should be paying attention to, and he's riding bikes and falling off of bikes. Look, at the very least, Biden needs to present a figurehead that at least represents something that mimics America. Sadly, he can't even do that. When we come back, we're going to be talking about hospital profits, folks, because as I've said to many of you, WHO flu is a scam, and everybody got over except us.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Existing home sales are hitting a low not seen in a decade. The National Association of Realtors says sales have fallen 8 months in a row. The ongoing drop comes as mortgage rates price many out of the market. President Biden is in Pittsburgh on Thursday to give a speech on infrastructure. Biden will revisit the Fern Hollow Bridge, which collapsed in January when he was in town. He'll also appear at a fundraising event for Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's U.S. Senate campaign in Philadelphia Thursday night. The president is selling more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as a way to lower gas prices ahead of the midterm elections. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says that's not okay.
He's playing politics with this national security asset that we have.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How about that Obamacare? Woo! Let me give you some news, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. An investigation by NPR and Kaiser Health News reveals that many hospitals are posting near-record profits while their patients are drowning in medical debt. What? I thought Obama was supposed to build us all Ferraris and mansions, and we're supposed to have the best health care ever, and he's going to pay all my bills. He's going to pay all my bills. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, boy, I tell you what, leftism promises everything and delivers nothing. There's a saying in management consulting, which is what I came from, and that is you underpromise and overdeliver. That's what you're supposed to do. Many of the organizations that have been out here shilling for money, getting millions and millions of dollars from people like you, you know what's happening? Their donor base is abandoning them, and they're saying, we're not going to do this anymore because you overpromised and underdelivered. When people would say to me, Kevin, man, you know, you got all this infrastructure. I know, you know, spend a lot of money, you know, et cetera. And I'm going to tell you, I heard it not only outside of my organization, I heard it inside. You know, because people are going, when are we going to get raises? When, you know, all these different things. I said, you just hold on. I said, let me tell you why. We underpromise and overdeliver in everything that we do. Watch my film Bleeding Blue. First film I ever made. I can tell you this. You watch that film, you will not believe I've never made a film. You will be very impressed. And you'll say, Kevin, I got to tell you, I thought it would be good, but I didn't think it would be that good. You know, when you go to my comedy show, you're going to go, wow, Kevin, I thought it would be good, but I didn't think it would be that good. Go read my articles. Go look at the videos that we produce. Go listen to this show, which you are. Great. I'm glad you are. And you know what you'll say? I thought it would be good. I didn't think it would be that good. I'll put it to you this way. I'm willing to put my show up against Bongino, all these other guys, in terms of thought leadership. And when I mean thought leadership, I'm talking about something that you didn't come to on your own. Something that we could give the same topic. You could listen to Bongino. You could listen to Mark Levin. You could listen to Hannity. Listen to all of them. I will be willing to bet you, if you go listen to a month of my shows and audit their shows, you will come to the conclusion that I made you think many, many more times than they did. They will help you validate what you believe. I believe that. You know, Sean Hannity's white bread when it comes to radio, when it comes to TV. Sean isn't going to make you think. He's using other people's ideas, etc. This is not a slam, by the way. It is what it is. This is what most people do. And if you can get away with that, fine. I don't believe in it. I want to give you an angle of something. And it's not about stirring up controversy. It's the way my mind works. I was talking to a friend of mine, his wife, about natural oils. They got a different name. You know, like tea tree oil and things like this. And she's been in the business of this for 11 years. And he's thinking, Kevin, you're going to be bored. I'm like, no, I'm not. Your fiance is involved in this business for 11 years. Something triggered that. And you know, she said, you know what she said it was? Kevin, I got tired of all my friends. They all had these ailments. And then I got involved in, you know, in these essential oils. That's what they call them, essential oils. And she says, and it would take away psoriasis or would do whatever. And I'd say, oh, if you have psoriasis, oh, well, you should do look at blah, blah, blah. You know, you should look at lavender. And she says, as opposed to going to the doctors and having them give you medications that you got to take over and over and over, she goes, it's a ruse. Because you can't patent nature. So what they do is they change nature and they mix it up so that it's different and they can then get a patent on it. But she says most of the things that you need to cure yourself, like aloe, for example, you can just rub some aloe on something. Direct concentrated aloe versus some chemist form of aloe. And I know I'm getting a bit off field, but you get my point. But what happens is you get a curiosity for things, and it makes you want to dig into it deeper, and that's what you get in this show. And that's why I tell you all the time, look, I'm not going to come up with any new, let me put it to you this way. We're going to talk about race, sexism, classism, homophobia, whatever. All these things are going to come up cyclically. I'm not going to come up with any new topics, you know, that you're going to go, oh my gosh, Kevin, tell me about raising teenage kids. It's all been done. The only thing I can do is put it into some form of context that's happening today that might outrage you or make you reconsider something. That's my job. And I'll put it to you again. I'll say it again. I take that job seriously, and we do it better than almost anybody in this business. Oh, by the way, I did do something kind of controversial the other day. I tweeted. I haven't checked Twitter yet, but I tweeted that if any of the Fox News people, anchors, you know, big names, a Bongino or whatever, wants to do an exhibition, a martial arts match with me, I would take them up on it. And I said, anybody at Fox News, Gutfeld, he's like 4'2", so he wouldn't do it. But whether it's Bongino, Hannity trains a lot with this guy, he's getting personally trained. Sean Hannity. If Sean Hannity says, Kevin, I've been training now for 4 years with my personal trainer, I'll get in the ring with you for exhibition, we donate the money to charity, I would do it. Because I mentioned to Melissa, I'm coming up on one of these, you know, anchor years of what, you know, like your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Well, I guess I don't know how long you go before you stop celebrating your 0 years. But I said, I want to do something dramatic for my next birthday, which is on one of these 0 years. I said, I want to do something dramatic, something that leaves a mark on somebody else. And, you know, I haven't fought in a while. So I figured, why not? You know, these guys, Paul, whatever this guy, kid's name is, he's out there fighting. Mayweather's coming out of retirement to fight these guys. You know, it would be fun. Let's do an exhibition, man. I mean, I'm going to be throwing hard. It's not going to be exhibition like us just love tap each other. I'm gonna be kicking legs and chopping down trees. But it would be fun to do. So, you know, Bongino's a big boy. You know, I'm not that big. Let's get in the ring, Dan. Let's make some money for some charity. Anyway, going back to what I was talking about. So we got this hospital debt. Here's what they said. A KHN review of hospital finances in the country's 306 hospital markets found that several of the most profitable markets also have some of the highest levels of patient debt. Overall, about a third of 100 million adults in the U.S. with healthcare debt owe money for hospitalization. according to this poll. Close to half of those owe at least $5,000, and a quarter owe $10,000 or more. And let me tell you why. Obamacare. Wasn't that supposed to solve it all for everybody? Hey, Barack, I thought Obamacare was supposed to cure everybody's ills, pre-existing conditions, etc. None of us would have any debt, and yet the average person owes $5,000. Now, let's and they say a quarter owe $10,000 or more. Half owe $5,000, a quarter owe $10,000 or more. So let's add to that Joe Biden's $4,200 per person debt load on average that he's increased because of Bidenflation. And let's just see how those policies work. See, this is the stuff that we need to be bringing home. $5,000 for half the people, $10,000 for a quarter of the people, compounded with $4,200 that Joe Biden put on those little shoulders of the American public. And where were we before? When Donald Trump rescinded Obamacare, when Donald Trump had $4,000 going to the average household in America. When Donald Trump deregulated, took all this onerous legislation out of businesses, to the tune to where businesses were giving bonuses, businesses were raising the minimum wage of their own companies without any prompting by the government. Where's the talk of that? For all the people that want DeSantis to be the next president, why aren't you mentioning these things? For all the people that believe that Joe Biden is actually an adequate fake president, where are you on this stuff now? You know what's worse for these folks? They say many are pursued by collectors when they can't pay their bills. And the hospitals end up doing this, selling the debt. And here's the quote. The fact is, if you walk into a hospital today, chances are you're going to walk out with debt, even if you have insurance, says Allison Sesso, chief executive of RIP Medical Debt, a nonprofit that buys debt from hospital and debt collectors so patients don't have to pay it. It isn't magnanimous. They get their money back. More on this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talked earlier about Martha's Vineyard and DeSantis sending 50 people to there, and it's been declared a state of emergency. Oh my God, what do we do? There are poor people on the island. What do we do, Buffy? Hide the yacht, Erston. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Folks, I got to tell you, we have some stuff brewing that's going to blow your mind. I'm so excited, and I put it all in God's hands because it doesn't matter what I plan to do. What matters is that we're doing what God wants us to do. And when I say us, I mean us, because many of you are listening, and you're saying, Kevin, it's like Albert. Albert said to me, Kevin, I got a windfall. And he says, I asked God, what should I do with it? And you know what he did? He sent it to us. The biggest gift that we've gotten unsolicited ever. And Albert, I thank you for that. And here's what I love about it. He talked to God and said, what should I do? And God said, send that money to Kevin's team. And it was significant. I'm telling you, we were able to add headcount. Things like that. I was talking to the guys at Hillsdale. They said they have a program where they sit with seniors. The people at Hillsdale, they have to do community service. The kids do community service. And they have a program where they go and meet with grandparents and great-grandparents. And they mow their yard. They sit and they have conversations. They do things around the house that maybe these people can't do. And they were doing it for so long. They have a group inside of Hillsdale. It has a name. I forget what it was. But they said that group, one lady who's, you know, they unassuming lady, you know, not like she's rich or anything, but when the kids finished whatever one or two semesters, she wanted to deed over her home to that group within Hillsdale. And Hillsdale said, no, 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 ma'am. We love your attitude, but they didn't do it because they said, we don't want family members to be mad that you did, because we didn't do this for this reason. So Hillsdale refuses to take property. We do. We take property. I'm just going to tell you right now, we do. And I don't mean it. I'm not saying it as a joke. I'm saying there are people who have talked to me and said, Kevin, we're going to cede our property. One guy told me I'm ceding over my condo to you when we die for a project. And it's worth a lot of money. I'm like, well, thank you. So they do that. But Hillsdale won't. They're like, no, 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 we don't do this for that. By the way, I don't do what I do so people can see it over their property. It's a way to for them to mitigate write-offs. A lot of people, believe it or not, will give us stock. They award us stock. We have to sell it. They can offset their capital gains. So there's lots of ways that you can gift to a 501c3 or a charitable organization. So anyway, let me make this final point. God is good. He determines where we put our efforts. We have some amazing programs, and I hope you support them. I want to talk about Black Grievance, because there's this guy who wrote The King and Queen of Black Grievance, Spencer Brown. He said, I heard only 2 weeks ago about a grandmother in New Orleans, Linda Fricky, 73, carjacked in March after taking a break from work to put something in her car. When the carjackers rushed the car and drove off, Fricky got tangled in the seatbelt, was dragged for one block as her clothes were being torn off. According to witness Leanne Mascar, after a neighbor frantically screamed to let her go, the carjacker slowed down, opened the door to kick her out. Naked and with one arm severed, that grandmother bled to death in the street. Now, you're not going to hear Black Lives Matter go marching in Louisiana, in New Orleans, talking about this. You're not going to hear them talk about how they left her in them streets, man. You're not going to hear that. He says, this happened as a blood of vicious murdering and random violence spills from its usual purlieu to just about everywhere in America. As anti-policing policies infect the country with gut-churning insecurity, in August, monthly civilian gun sales exceeded 1 million for a record-breaking 37 consecutive months. A day after a 27-year-old California woman's head was found under her car, severed with a sword by her ex-boyfriend in broad daylight. The same week, jogger Eliza Fletcher's body was found after being randomly kidnapped and raped. And on the same day, deranged Memphis teenager Ezekiel Kelly live-streamed his massacre on Facebook. The Obamas unveiled their portraits at the White House. The two utterly calm, mostly peaceful speeches atop Biden's wreckage of record inflation, record border crossings, record crime, record racial and political division, and full-blown generalized anxiety over the deliberate torching of America's load-bearing institutions. The Obamas gave every indication that they have no earthly idea what's happening in the world. Now, let me reflect for just a moment, folks, back onto Martha's Vineyard. See, that's where the Obamas live. That's the Holt air, haute couture, haute atmosphere in which the Obamas now live, and they don't have a care in the world. They are so detached from the black condition. It's like Beyonce and Jay-Z. Oh, they'll talk about everything going on in black culture. They'll rap about it, but they no longer have any idea what it is. Obama said this, Joe, it is now America's good fortune to have you as president. He said, Obama said in a speech partly meant to atone for overshadowing Biden on his last visit. He says, you have guided us through some perilous times. You've built on and gone beyond the work we all did together to expand health care, to fight climate change, to advance social justice, and to promote economic fairness. And then he said it. Thanks to your decency and thanks to your strength, maybe most of all, thanks to your faith in our democracy and the American people, the country's better off than when you took office. The guy says, in what world is that true? A make-believe one, of course. More than a century after slavery was abolished, over a half a century after the end of legal discrimination, when blacks in America, despite it all, have become the most successful in human history, Barack and Michelle Obama remain the king and queen of enchanted Neverland, where unicorns dream of social justice and economic fairness and produce a perpetual crop of endless grievances. But paying homage to progressive policies makes sense when you think that it was Obama who ran on a platform to, quote, fundamentally change the United States of America, open a political can of worms that has today made America unrecognizable. Biden's catastrophes are the rotten fruit of Obama's policies. It was Obama in 2009 who spent the first 100 days apologizing for America's sins on three continents. In France, he said America has shown arrogance and been dismissive, even derisive of Europe. He poetically seethed in London that the world's financial system was created through decisions made by just Roosevelt and Churchill sitting in a room with brandy. And when asked if he believed in American exceptionalism, he said yes, but in the same way the Brits believe in British exceptionalism and the Greeks in Greek exceptionalism. Now, personally, I have no problem with that last statement. But I do believe this, and I think the point of the author was, American exceptionalism trumps them all. Because it does. And it has one reason. It is absolute freedom. He goes on to write, in the end, his confessions diminished America, but earned nothing from jealous friends and avowed enemies. It was Obama who, while in Turkey the same year, said the U.S. no longer believed itself to be a Judeo-Christian nation. Although, as I mentioned, we have a very large Christian population. We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation. It was Obama who repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military in 2010. And in 2011, refused to defend the Defense of Marriage Act, what they call DOMA, which defined marriage as only between a man and a woman. After the Supreme Court ruled DOMA unconstitutional in 2013 and in 2015 ruled that the Constitution protects same-sex marriage, it was unusually giddy Obama who celebrated the decision by lighting up the White House in the colors of the rainbow. And after admitting that he didn't have all the facts, it was Obama who said that the Cambridge police acted stupidly in arresting his friend, Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates, what we did our movie Bleeding Blue about. In 2013, he took sides in the highly publicized Trayvon Martin case. After saying that, that Trayvon could have been my kid, could have been me 35 years ago, he said, like many black males, he'd been followed while shopping, heard people locking their car doors as he walked down the street, blah, blah, blah. Said the African-American community is also knowledgeable that there's a history of racial disparities in the application of our criminal laws, which, for the record, where are they applied? Where are these disparities? Where do they happen? You know the answers. Indeed, people, the Obamas are the king and queen of black grievance.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.